Good morning, everybody. My name is Greg Hunt. I'm the Australian Minister for Health, and I'm joined today by Professor Paul Kelly, who is the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Australia. And we're providing this briefing specifically for the Chinese community and the international Chinese media on Australia's actions as part of a global response to the coronavirus epidemic.
澳大利亚联邦的这个卫生部长 Greg Hunt 先生，同时以及他的同僚，他是作为我们这个整个国家的首席卫生官、副首席卫生官 Paul Kelly 博士。那么由他来为我们今天给大家介绍一下，我们整个澳大利亚来作为加入到全球抗击这个新冠新型冠状病毒的这个疫情过程当中，我们所做出的一系列的努力和行动，也感谢各位媒体能够今天来参加我们的今天的这个资讯发布会，并将我们所有的这个信息传递出去。
Firstly, on behalf of the Australian people and the Australian government, let me express my deep sympathy and our deep sympathy for the people of Wuhan City, of Hubei Province and China more generally, and to acknowledge that so many Australians of Chinese descent and heritage have connections directly, may have been affected in terms of their own families by the outbreak of the coronavirus.
首先呢，我想代表澳洲政府向这个中国，尤其是在我们的疫情中心武汉以及湖北地区的相关受灾的中国人民表达我们深切的关心和同情。我们也知道，在澳洲呢，有很多的这个中国，我们现在的居民，他们其实自己的家人、朋友，现在也可能处在这个疫情当中。我们也向他们表达我们的关怀。
I also note that overnight, the World Health Organization has acknowledged and thanked the Chinese government for their efforts in containing the virus. Australia has played its part with the Doherty Institute isolating and growing the coronavirus, something which is of world significance. And so we are working closely with the Chinese government in their work. We are working with two very simple goals: to protect Australians in Australia and to protect Australians abroad. And we do this by cooperating with the World Health Organization and China.
那么正如世界卫生组织所提出的那样，对于在本次抗击整个的疫情过程当中，中国政府所做出的一切非常积极和正面的这个应急措施，他们表示了高度的赞赏。同时呢，在这一过程当中，中国政府也和澳大利亚政府进行了非常紧密的合作。比如呢，我们在前几天的新闻当中已经提及到，在维州的相应的研科学研究室已经对于这种新型的这个病毒植株进行了培养，相信在近未来的研究过程当中，我们可以尽快的能够找到相应的一些这个疫苗 和其他的一些抗击的办法。那么在我们整个的合作过程当中，其实最主要的从澳洲政府的角度来讲，最主要的两个目的，一个就是保证在澳洲本土境内我们所有澳洲国民和本地居民的这个人身安全。同时呢，我们也希望对于在身在海外的澳洲国民，我们也同样可以保证他们的安全。
There are three particular developments I wish to address before Professor Kelly and I open up for questions. First, the latest advice that I have just before coming to this briefing is that 7,800 people approximately have now been diagnosed worldwide, and sadly the death toll has risen to approximately 170.
那么在我们接受大家提出的问题之前呢，他首先想要跟大家更新目前我们疫情的 这个三个新的发展动向，一个呢就是现在目前全球所确认的这个相关新型冠状病例已经是达到了 7,800多例，那么相应的这个病例总数可能还会在未来继续攀升。
Secondly, following the advice of the Australian Health Protection and Policy Council, we have enacted new quarantine regulations in Australia. We will now require Australians and people of all origins coming to Australia who have been in Hubei province to have 14 days quarantine because of evidence which Professor Kelly will address in response to any questions in relation to the incubation period. And that's medical advice which has affected our position in Australia. It's universal to all people. And as part of that, we recognise that a seventh case has now been detected in Australia. So our job is very clear: to contain the spread of this disease, as countries around the world are endeavouring to do.
那么同时根据我们澳大利亚健康保健委员会所提出的新的这个建议，我们目前也是建立了一个新的隔离制度，也就是针对于所有到访过湖北地区的这个回来的访客，我们要求他们首先进行14天的自我隔离。那么跟相应的一些医学建议和相应的一些具体内容，一会儿将由这个凯莉教授来为我们做进一步的这个阐释。那么目前呢，我们所接受到的一些相关医学方面的一些建议和证据都表明我们目前应该采取这样的一个措施，那么它是针对于所有去到过这个湖北武汉地区的相关的这个访客。另外呢，我们现在已经确认在澳大利亚本土境内已经出现了第7例确认病例。当然我们现在所做的一切努力和措施，最终达成的目标都是尽量的在本土以及在全球范围内进一步的遏制这个疫情的相应发展。
Thirdly, given that there are many Australians who are in Hubei province, we are working very constructively with the Chinese government and Chinese authorities on an assisted departure. We have had approximately 600 registrations, not all of which may seek to come back to Australia. And the foreign minister is leading those discussions with the Chinese government. And I want to thank the Chinese government for their help in facilitating this process. And we hope to be able to bring those Australian nationals back to Australia in short order.
另外呢，我们也考虑到目前依然有相当一部分的这个澳洲这个侨民，他们尚在这个困在了我们的这个疫情地区，所以目前我们也在积极的与中国政府进行通力的合作，希望能够尽快的圆满安排我们的撤侨工作。那么目前来讲，我们所登记在案的这个现在目前在疫情地区的这个侨民的数量是在600多名，当然这其中呢未必每一位侨民都要求通过我们的撤侨回到这个澳洲本土，但是目前我们也非常感谢中国的这个相关政府，包括外交部，在我们进行这一系列的这个工作安排当中所提供的一系列的帮助。那么我们希望能够在近期尽快的安排好我们的撤侨工作，将我们的国民安全的带回来。
We'd be happy to take any questions and Professor Kelly can update you on the medical circumstances as we go. Over to you.
那么接下来各位就可以向这个 Hunter 部长提出你的问题，之后呢凯里教授将会将在这个医疗健康以及相应的这个建议方面给我们提供更多的更新。
And my question is, why they've been treated differently? The people from, they come to Australia themselves, or they bring back by Australian government sent to the island?
There's a consistent approach, and that is that what we're seeking is a quarantine period of 14 days. Because this is a group of people who have been in the heart of Wuhan, during the epicenter stage of the virus, and because they will all be travelling together, and so it's highly likely that they have been exposed to others, or there is a significant risk that that they have been exposed to others. On that basis, the medical advice to the National Security Committee of Cabinet was that the quarantine process collectively would be appropriate. It is, of course, a voluntary process. In terms of returning to Australia, so it's an offer we're making to Australian citizens.
那么针对于从这个自己作为单独的游客，从这个疫情返回到我们的这个澳洲地区，以及我们通过撤侨集体回到澳洲本土的这个相关人士，我们的这个处理办法，或者说他们所进行的这个进行隔离的区域为什么有不同的这个问题上面，实际上我们的政策是一致的，因为总体来讲，我们最重要的一个原则就是希望他的这个隔离能够满足14天的要求。但是对于我们通过撤侨工作回到这个澳洲本土的这些侨民而言，因为鉴于通过这样的一个统一的方式呢，可以尽量的减少他们与外界其他人士再进行进一步相应接触的这个可能，所以根据我们现在国家这个健康安全委员会的这个相应的建议，我们认为这是目前比较合理的一种方式。
是。
Hey, Minister, are there any further details about how the quarantine will happen, when and where? Is it going to be occurring at the airport?
The Christmas Island Detention Centre is currently being reviewed. The Australian Medical Assistance Team, or AUSMAT, will be dispatched, and I have confirmed with the Director of AUSMAT, which is the Darwin-based international emergency medical team Australia has, they will go and provide medical care on island in that facility.
那么目前
Sorry, you go.
那么目前呢，我们实际上是在对于这个圣诞岛所建立起来的这个隔离设施进行进一步的审议。那么在这一过程当中，我们也是动员了各方面的这个专业人士的力量，其中包括澳大利亚的这个专业的医疗队，以及目前驻扎在达尔文的一个国际性的应急医疗队。那么他们都会奔赴到本地，然后对于相应的设施进行进一步的评估。
You had one more, sorry.
So yeah, just to follow up, does this include commercial flights existing that's flying across from Wuhan or China?
So at the moment there are no flights from Wuhan. Other commercial flights are subject to the existing medical advice, which was released yesterday afternoon at approximately 4:30 p.m. And that is, if somebody has been in Wuhan, been in Hubei province, or been in contact directly with somebody who has been diagnosed with coronavirus, then the quarantine should be in place. I might ask Professor Kelly to address the capacities of the AusMed team for high-quality medical care.
Mm-hmm.
那么首先关于这个飞机停飞的这个相应的建议，我们目前仅限于直接从武汉飞入澳大利亚境内的这个航班，我们是对它进行了停飞的限制。但是至于进一步的其他的措施，我们依然是要根据相应的一个病情的发展再做出相应的调整。但是至少目前来讲，截止到昨天我们4:30所接收到的所有的这个相关的医疗证据来证明，我们目前现在的这个措施应该是比较得当的。那么至于对于人员进行隔离的要求，我们依然是坚持现在所做出的这个新的这个更新建议，是对于去到过武汉以及湖北地区，或者是曾经与确诊病例有过直接接触的人士，必须要进行14天的隔离。
So the AusMed team is a resource we have in Australia, and many other countries also have similar emergency medical teams. Until recently, they were always deployed overseas, most recently to the measles outbreak in Samoa. But have also gone to the assistance of many countries facing natural disasters. So they are very used to going to be completely self-contained, and they have doctors, nurses, logisticians, and full medical equipment to, if necessary, open up their own hospital.
那么讲到我们所能够提供的这个高质量的这个相关的这个医疗和其他方面的这个免疫相应的这个服务呢，我们是已经派出了我们相应的澳大利亚医疗应急队。那么这个医疗应急队它其实也在过去的很多年有着非常丰富的经验，曾经在应对于其他包括类似于像萨摩瓦这些国家的这个爆发的这个麻疹疫情的时候，我们也有将他们派遣到国外去进行一些相应的疫情控制。所以呢，这一次我们也相信他们有能力来帮助我们进行这一切的相关的这个服务措施的提供。同时呢，在我们的这个队伍内，他们有着非常明确的所有专业人士的这个非常全面的覆盖，同时他们也有着非常完备的设备。那么在如果条件允许或者情况需要的情况之下，他们还可以建立起来自己的医院。
Great, we're happy to take further questions. Ma'am?
I am from Army News. We understand Australian health professionals pretty limited in particular to the immunology specialists. What's the government view on this?And we have noticed that...
Sorry, I just missed limited in relation to...
Immunology specialist.
Immunology.
Ah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and what's the government view on this if the situation gets worse?
I will ask one of Australia's leading epidemiologists or virus experts to address this.
This is in relation to China. Is your question in relation to Chinese or to the situation in China or on Christmas Island?
Or Australia?
Oh, in Australia, yeah. So we are fully prepared in relation to understanding this virus, and just in recent days, we have grown the virus in one of our facilities in Melbourne. We have a test. The test is readily available. And we are working with our clinical colleagues, both in primary care and hospitals, to make sure that people are ready to diagnose and to treat this particular illness.
那么实际说，可以从总体上来讲，我们应该是比较进行了全力的这个准备的。那么首先呢，就是我们在这个墨尔本的实验室当中已经实现了对于病毒株的培养。另外呢，我们也保证有相应的能力能够对病人或者来对于疑似案例进行相应的检测。另外，我们也是通力的与一切的这个临床医护人员进行合作，其中既包括我们的公立医疗体系，也包括我们的私立医疗体系，从而保证当如果有病例出现的时候，他们可以接受到非常高规格以及高标准的治疗。
Sir?
You know, the university is about to start. There will be a large number of students who will return to Australia from China. I'm wondering if the government has any strategy to prevent the possible spread of the virus.
Yes, we do. So the quarantine decision which was made yesterday took into account the education sector, in particular not just schools but university and tertiary students. That decision is based on medical advice and is the 14-day isolation period. After that, students should be able to attend school and university. And in particular, the Federal Education Minister, Mr. Tehan, is working with all of the state and territory education ministers to make sure that interim arrangements are in place for students.
I mean, is it just advice, not a compulsory matter to...
The states and territories have the capacity to enforce isolation if it's being broken. The federal advice is medical advice, which the states and territories then implement.
那么随着我们目前这个大学生将要返回大学，开始他们新的这个学习，那么有没有可能我们目前会面临一些这个病情会出现这个蔓延的这种风险？那么对此我们有什么相应的措施？那么部长刚才提及呢，其实从昨天我们所发布的这个隔离规定来讲，我们基本上就已经考虑到了包括中小学以及所有的这个 TAFE 学院，包括一些其他的 VET 以及我们的这个大学所有的不同的这个阶段的这个学府。那么基本上我们目前强调的就是，只要是符合我们刚才所提及的需要进行自我隔离的14天要求的，那么我们都建议或者要求他们进行隔离。那么我们现在从这个联邦的层面上来讲呢，是根据现有的这个医疗的一些建议提出这样的一个建议，而具体的执行我们则是由依靠各州以及各领地的这个政府来进行执行，并且他们是有这个相应的强制力来确保我们所有的这个隔离规定都可以得到执行。
Going forwards, the Prime Minister will continue to update the Chinese community directly through WeChat. It's important to use the official advice, the Department of Health and state health bodies. And finally, I want to ask that you pass onTo the Chinese government, our thanks for their cooperation and leadership and our solidarity as a people with the Chinese people for the struggle through which they are suffering. And our thoughts are with them, and our science is with them, and our support is with them. Thank you very much.
另外呢，就是澳洲总理也会通过自己所建立的这个微信的账户来不断地向我们提供一些由中文语言所进行的一些信息的一个推广。那么在此呢，也希望大家能够尽可能的关注由我们官方所提供的相应的信息。另外呢，也希望借由各位媒体朋友的平台来转达我们对于中国政府的感谢。那么在本次的这个整个的疫情防治的过程当中，我们非常欣赏中国政府所体现出来的这个领导力和合作力。同时呢，也再一次想要向这个中国表明，我们在本次的这个疫情抗击的过程当中，我们是和所有的中国人民站在一起的，与他们同心同德，共同来取得这次抗击新型冠状病毒的胜利。感谢大家。
Thank you.